Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you know a version of it, read along with me or say it along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know we sometimes use different translations, and that's okay. That happens. And some of you might know this one as well. It's actually the verses to one of my favorite hymns. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Last week we had our annual meeting. Well, we have two of them. Last week we had our budget one. Thank you for all of you who were here and helped us with that. Afterwards, we did a little bit of a Q&A, a little bit of a chance at check in and such on where things are going, to talk about everyone's favorite topic, favorite in giant quotation marks, real estate, the future of our ministry, what that will look like. And I told you, those of you who were here that day, very plainly, that one of the tensions that your council and I have been wrestling with this entire year, and it really has been all of 2015, oh, I assure you that it has. I've got the doctor's appointments with the blood pressure checks to verify. I'm kidding. I'm doing okay. I told you last week that one of the constants throughout this process has been the change. And that it seems like any time I have a conversation with someone about what's happening and what's going to happen, I'll get in my car, I'll drive somewhere else, I'll get out, I'll check my phone and I'll see that I have an email or a missed call telling me that everything's changed. Does that ring a bell? Can you guess where some of this is going? Not everything has changed, but some things have changed enough that we got to talk at least a little bit about it. So you are aware that we have many, if not most, if not all of you are aware that we do have an offer in place right now from a Buddhist monastery in Seattle to purchase this current site. And to be very blunt with you, I know we don't like to talk about money in the church, but tough. It is a solid offer. It's a good offer. It's $3.9 million and it's cash. That's impressive, folks. It's the second highest offer we have been shown this entire process. And it's an offer with a much faster turnaround than other offers we have seen. Well, the thing that changed this past week is that it's maybe, if it goes through, a faster turnaround than even I was thinking. Make a long story short, this coming Wednesday, the people who have put in this offer are doing a test of an old heating oil tank over at the parsonage. At some point, the parsonage was using heating oil. I guess it doesn't anymore. They're going to spend $5,000 of their own money to remove this tank and test around it and test underneath it. The reason they are doing all of that on Wednesday, the 25th, is because they are hoping to get the results back of their test by November 30th. The reason they are hoping to do that is because if the results come back the way they are expecting them to, they would like to close by December 15th. That's in 4 weeks. Everybody breathe. What has been our mantra? Three words. Be not afraid. No, you have to say it with me. Be not afraid. Let's do it again. Be not afraid. Now let me make one thing clear. This could still not happen. And that's been the tension on just exactly what to say to you and how to say it to you and when to say it to you. Because on the one hand, it's very important to your counsel and I that you feel informed and that you know what's going on. On the flip side, let's be honest, it's frustrating to be told one thing and then have it not happen, right? So you can imagine the tension and balancing act we've been running all year long on that. But when I was notified this week that that's where things were going, it's like, oh, well, we got to talk about this. We don't have to be out the door on that day. So let me just say that right off the bat. One, they understand that we've been here a while. And if we are to transition out of this place, we will need time to do that. So we would be able to work out some sort of deal where we would effectively lease back from them for the time it would take us to transition into a new space. Okay? We will not find ourselves homeless on December 15th, no matter what. Or churchless, as it were. Church homeless. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And similarly, another big fear that comes up, and so I like to address this stuff bluntly, because it's better than letting rumors fly. There is absolutely no scenario whatsoever in which a wrecking ball ever goes through that window. Okay? Do you understand that? The truth is a Buddhist church or a Buddhist monastery. So many different groups. A Buddhist monastery, realistically, is not long-term going to want a giant cross on the window. Now, I know that some of you in your mind, because I've heard some of you make these jokes, are thinking to yourselves, well, you can't really tell what it is anyway, so it's okay. But, all jokes aside, realistically, they're going to want to change it. They've been in contact with the Grunewald Guild, the group who installed it in the first place. One way or another, the window is going to be okay. It will either be retained in some form here, or it will be moved somewhere else. One way or another, it's going to be okay. Everyone hear that? Okay. We've talked a lot about this site over in North City that many of you have taken a walkthrough of, a tour of, and we know it's not perfect, and we know that there are things we would need to do to it, and we know that it is not the same as staying here. But we also know that it is a building with a tremendous amount of potential. It is a building that would be capable of housing every single organization that we already partner with and adding some more. And candidly, it's a building that's right in the middle of a community in town that we know, based on everything that the city has been doing for the last few years related to light rail and everything else, that they anticipate growth around North City, right? If you didn't know that, I don't know where you've been, because it's just clear as day that that's what's going on. And let's be honest, there is something very exciting, I think, about being a ministry smack dab in the middle of something like that. It's scary, it's new, it's different. But in the face of all this, we need to recognize that there is also the potential for something really amazing to come out of this. Not just for us personally, but for the ministry that we have been called into by God. Because really, at the end of the day, is that what we're all about? We're about ministry, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy. I can always rely on you. Anywhere I go, I should just bring you with me, and then you can, like, affirm what I thank you for that. We're about ministry. That's what all of this has always been about. And any changes that come down or don't come down the road, that is what it's always been about. It's been about the ministry of Christ. It's been about living into that calling we have as sons and daughters of Christ. And whether that takes place here or whether that takes place there, whether that takes place somewhere else, that's what this is all about. Now, to be blunt, if we move to that location, and it's still a big if, we will not be able to bring everything that is here and put it into that building because they are not the same size. Okay? Does everyone understand that? We've already been looking, many folks on council and off of council have been talking about this now for quite a while, about what would we bring, what would we replace, what would we, etc. But I want to assure you from the bottom of my heart and from the essence of my being that every decision is trying to be made with the greater good of the entire community and the greater good of the kingdom of God in mind. Okay? What's those three words that we're always being told? Be not afraid. I can't say this enough, even though I know you probably are thinking I've heard it. God is not done with us yet. In fact, I would argue with you that God will never be done with us. We have an amazing opportunity in front of us. Instead of trying to scrimp and scratch out some sort of ministry, instead of wondering every year, how are we going to make it work? Can we make it work? Instead of worrying about holes in ceilings and problems with carpenter ants and, you know, how do we maintain this giant yard and all those flowers? Yeah. You've seen the flower beds. You know how hard it is to maintain this place. And that's okay. This place has served us very, very well. And the crazy part is, and I shouldn't even mention this, the crazy part is there's even still a scenario in which if this thing with the Buddhists goes sideways, we might still find ourselves here. That could still happen. Never think that I've completely given up on this place. I fully believe we are capable of doing amazing things here as well. But at this point in the game, I have nothing left but to just throw my hat into the ring and say, okay, God, you're in charge. I'm going to follow where you want this to go. This is so clearly out of my pay grade. I have no clue where you're taking this. But I trust you, and I know that wherever we go with this is going to be amazing. It's going to be more amazing than we could ever imagine. Neither height nor depth, nor angels nor rulers. Right? Or trials in the present, or any trial to come. Nothing will ever separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. God is with us throughout all of this. At the end of the day, when this is all said and done, it is going to be more amazing than we could ever possibly imagine. Okay? There's a song that I was taught as a kid, and I have shared it with you before. Some of you know it, some of you don't. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. I will follow Jesus all around the world, or all around Shoreline, wherever we wind up. Yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building. It's not. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a dwelling place. The church is the people. We are going to be fine, one way or another. The unfortunate truth is I can't tell you which one of those ways it's going to be for probably another few weeks. But I have to be candid with you that right now this offer for them looks very promising. And barring some sort of ecological disaster when they open up that tank, it really looks like they're going to go through with it. And so we need to be able to, if you've been in denial up until this point, and you're human, so at least one of you has been, in some ways I have been too, we need to acknowledge that. But we need to also remember and hold true to those things that we have been taught for years. God is not done with us. Be not afraid. Wherever we go, however we gather, we will do so in the name of Christ, and we will do so in ways beyond our wildest imaginations. The peace of the Lord be with you. Let us pray. We thank you, O gracious, good, and loving God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the ways that you have called us, the ways that you have challenged us. We ask you to continue to bless us with your insight, to continue to bless us with your grace. Help us to feel your presence and your compassion throughout everything that we are going through. Help us to be aware of all that you are capable of. We pray this knowing that we are following you and that we are walking in your holy way. We pray this, trusting in your holy name. Amen.